You know, they was singing about that meter, and my mind went back the time on the Miller's Cove when I was a little barefoot boy, 12 years old. Well, Daddy, he didn't allow us to sit in the back of the house. He brought us up to the front. That night, there was people being saved. There's some of them here this evening that was saved that night. He set me up in the pulpit. I was sitting on the front bench. He put me up in the pulpit. He said, "You get up there out of the way." Not knowing the convicting power of God that there was down in this heart of mine. After a while, my grandfather, old cripple man, come hobbling up the steps in the pulpit. He said, "Oh, are you lost?" Oh, people, how that flame began to burn deep down inside this old boy. Him and old Uncle Joe Green, an old Methodist preacher, they bowed down. The chair's still there, Nurse Cole, yet the house is gone. The chair's still there where the Lord come into my life.
Amen.
Where I made that vow.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm not living as close as I ought to live to the Lord. They've been almost 12 years done this, and God has really been blessing me. When I was about 19 years old, he called me to preach his word. I run from it till 12 years ago, the third Saturday night in May, and I told the church that God had called me to preach. I don't know, people, whether I've ever done any preaching or not, but I felt awful good a few times.
Amen.
Boy, that blessed so much, and we want to go on with the service now. We want people to feel free. Please, people, don't quench the Spirit of the Lord. Seeing that there's a lost person here, God begins to call you to go to the mourner's bank trial. My dad's preaching, you go right ahead, it won't bother him. It won't bother us a bit, there'll be somebody who'll meet you there. What gets a hold of you and you want to shout, you shout the praises of God. That's what we're here for. To me, that's what the dedication of a church is, to turn over to the Lord. I know when I dedicated my life to God, I turned my whole soul, body, and spirit over the Lord to use the way he wanted to use. Solomon went into the temple there. He sanctified and cleaned and set apart the things that he took him there. Brethren, thank God to see when a man gets into God's church. I'm not talking about a denominational church, but when a man gets into God's church, brethren, he's cleaned up. Paul said that he's regenerated and born to the Spirit of God, and he become a new creature in Christ Jesus. He's clean and pure, and when God takes him into his church, and I believe that's the way we ought how to keep our churches, brethren, and that is for the worship of the Lord. So us pray now, Papa's not strong, he'd be 75 years old in September, and us pray for him as he comes to bring the message.